receiving powerful light distribution. So what they're having me do, or us do simultaneously, is simply integrate that into our heart space. And the reason being so that we can start being led and driven by our heart's information, awareness, higher voice, higher presence, rather than all of the normal, in English, we basically function unconsciously. So we're so used to following certain routines or certain attitudes or beliefs that we don't even recognize that changes do us. So what they're addressing is this higher opportunity to align with the trust of self. So they're reminding us to look within. They're reminding us to circle our heavenly station. So circling our heavenly station is just like, imagine you are the mandala, you are the labyrinth, and you're allowing yourself to go into the middle of the lotus flower, the middle of the rose, and breathe in that quantity of delight. So when I said breathe in, I suddenly became the Sphinx. So what I'm suddenly becoming, we're all suddenly becoming. So it's so funny, they're saying walk this way. So we're dreaming in that light and broadcast. Now that light is going to change things because it's going to remind us of who we are. And it's helping us adopt to our heavenly presence. So we want to remember our I Am presence is our heavenly presence that's orchestrating our achievement, that's orchestrating our direction, that's orchestrating our new state of awareness. And it's doing so in certainty. So they want us to feel this, that this is a plan that's certain. It's not maybe it will happen. If I'm really lucky, it'll happen. It's happening, like it's already in motion. It's already in motion. So what we're learning to do is to combine our efforts. In other words, to switch our intelligence, to switch our focus out of that dreaming mind that just sort of runs on automatic and is very quickly sort of going nowhere, to our heart's desire. Now, each of us are going to receive a calling. Each of us are going to receive a pull where we're moving into the sign of the times. And the sign of the times is aligning with our higher self. So this is going to create a startling revelation. This is going to create new avenues. So they're saying new avenues aglow. So what we're learning to do is to follow our attractiveness. In other words, we're following energy. We're following light. We're following our feelings. We're stepping out of the old interface, who we believed we were. And we're setting the record straight in affording ourselves liberal pleasure. So liberal pleasure is I'm stepping out of line. I'm stepping out of my conditioning, out of my programming, out of my generational teaching, and I'm moving back into my own rhythm. I'm moving back into my own startled essence. And the reason they're saying startled is we're going to each keep having startlings. And when I receive it, it feels like very, very strong light that just causes a stir. It causes your attention. It's sort of like, I must attend. I must attend. I must listen to myself, just the way you would care about a dear friend or a pet or a child. It's like, I need to listen to what they're saying to me. That's how we're coming upon agreement, because that calling is coming from within. So it's the inner child. It's the inner Buddha. It's the inner Christ presence that is returning us to our light, is returning us to our truth. It's returning us to our holy placement. So when I said holy placement, it's like I just felt like these huge angel wings that we're like arriving. So those angel wings, again, it's just, you know, the imagery that steps forth from my higher self. But those angel wings are not archangel wings outside of us. They're our own truths. They're our own assemblance. So you may have a halo. You may see yourself as a very tall light being. For me, I suddenly had angel wings. So whatever takes us upward, whatever defines our Christ union. So now I've got imagery where like a genie's lamp, you know, and here comes the genie. But again, we're all going to be signaled back to our very essence. So the genie, the llama, the Christ presence, this is all ourselves. So everything that we've witnessed, everything that we've come upon are all extensions of our own good pleasure. In other words, our own self, our own true delight. And so this is where we're welcoming ourselves home. So as we will receive ourselves in higher circumstance. So when I said higher circumstance, I had this like, oh gosh, it's sort of like a mandala that's created with pink crystal quartz, I believe. So it just sort of represents love. When I receive it, it's the love of the higher heart. Come here. It's the love of the higher heart. And it's pulsating because we're recognizing ourselves to be the same. Now, in addition to that, amazing, after that barking, I still am holding that vision. There is this bird that, it's some kind of spiritual bird. Gotta look up the name of this bird. I keep receiving him. But he or she, or just simply the energy of the bird, is guiding us closer. So that closer is coming into our own true essence. It's helping us arrive at our own true, I want to just keep saying essence. So when I receive essence, I just have the Merkaba and I just have this light sequencing that is, so when I'm seeing it activated, I'm feeling it activated within. So we want to adopt that place of true realization to really realize that we're being lighted in like a quantum realization. So when I say quantum, I got all these blue orbs going off. Because again, we're not the body. We are accustomed to using the body, using it in form. But if we can remember that body is really vibrating, it's really energy. So the more that we adopt that place of true understanding of self, this is what's going to help us to receive that heavenly glow, to remember that we're spirit, to remember that we're light. And so as we do that, we adopt our natural certainty, because again, as we move into the awakening, we're awakening to our true claim, our true heart. We're using form, but we're no longer identified with simply form that is the symbol of separation, because we're coming into our unified field of strong occurrence. So we're each being activated in many ascension patterns from long ago. So whether that was in Atlantis or Lemuria or Egypt or all of the above or other places of keen attendance, all the multiplicities, in other words, all of the places where you know, move through ascension temples, where you adopted that higher realization, that is all being sequenced to true memory, to true focus, to true self-realization. So it may start feeling like we have more guides in attendance or more members of collectives that are supporting us. So we want to realize, as we look into those light beings' eyes, as we look into our guide's eyes, that we're going to remember our own truth. We're going to realize it's our own attendance. It's our own welcoming. It's our own return. So this is where we're being like they're saying edged upward. And so that edged upward, it's not like you're being edged out or crowded out. It's just simply that you're being provided. So we're being provided, they're saying a shout out. But when I receive it, it's simply an energy alert is what they're saying. So it's really you. It's really you. So, but you're going to feel it, and it's going to feel attractive, and it's going to feel welcoming, and it's just going to feel like home. Like, oh my gosh, this feels way more like home than anything I've been experiencing to date. So it's this welcoming, it's this light. When I receive it, it's golden. When I'm receiving some of those joining us, I see crystals, I see gemstones, I see a lot of, I'm just going to call it light language, like it's in light and it's in words I don't understand, but I feel the energy of it. So we're all simply returning to who we've always been. So we want to acknowledge that, like the reason we're drawn to channelings or meditation or Reiki or whatever it is that we love is we really love our true self. We really love the aspect of self that knows it's already one, that really identifies with thy will beyond the personal will. So we're drawn to it because we expand when we triumph with it, when we adopt it, when we come beside it. So what we're simply doing is expanding even further rather than just dabbling for an hour or two, or let me open up, you know, my rays, now I close them and I'm back to the body identification. So we're going beyond that, where we start to identify with our light, where we start to identify with our awakened counsel, where we start to identify with the awakened heart that is guiding us, leading us, gesturing to us. So this is where we're going to lose our place. And the place being the lower self that has the agenda. This is the way. That's what the lower self says. That's what our predecessor said. That's what we've been programmed to believe. So we're moving, like, just imagine jumping off the page. Well, I thought this was what my life was about, or I thought I needed to win the argument, or I thought I needed to put somebody in their place. So whatever our lower self is thinking, we're moving into our joy. We're moving into our triumph, where our higher self already has, like, captured our attention and is guiding us. How do I put this? Like, I'm just going to say free will, and that's very essential. The offering is amongst us. The offering has been made. Like, you've already been cast. But you have to say yes, you have to arrive, you have to show up, you have to be willing to leave what is known, to leave what is guaranteed. So it's sort of like, well, I know how to play the game of 3D, and if I do this, I do all this manipulation, then I'm guaranteed this small quantity. But leaving it behind is moving into the unknown and casting your trust on your higher placement. So this is where we come into joy, and we come into light, and we come into harmony, where our mind is not going to have like the program. So we can't look it over, we can't read the fine print. So this is where we take that leap of faith, trusting that as we move into our unified field, as we move in harmony with our higher heart, all is justified. In other words, as we expand in our I am presence, all arrives easily. So again, we're leaving struggle, we're moving in faith, and again, we're not moving in faith to something that's beyond us. We're moving in faith into our truest claim, our truest union. So as you will delight in the holy remembrance, and the holy remembrance is trusting the remembrance of the energy of the light and being willing to receive. So imagine all this light being afforded to us, and it's like, I don't know if I want to receive. I don't know if I want abundance. I don't want, know if I want health. I don't know if I want prosperity. It's very, very funny. But that's actually what we do, because The ego likes the known. It likes the safety. Even if it means you're not extremely happy, at least you know. So this is where we're delighting. They keep saying delighting in this new abundance. And the new abundance is light. It's awakening. And it's also like remembering, because you're just going to keep growing and growing into your true stature. And all of the spiritual gifts that we've attained over many incarnations are like part of the party package. So it just comes and comes and comes as we will, they're saying obey. So how do I explain obey? Obey is welcoming in your justification, welcoming your light. So you're not obeying where there's any loss. You're obeying because now you've got surround sound, now you've got light, now you've got happiness, now you've got resurrection, now you've got holy remembrance, now you've got peace, where I don't know where this is going, but this feels way more peaceful than anything I've been addressing previously. So allow yourself to triumph, allow yourself to resurrect, again, receiving your light, receiving your holy remembrance, receiving that integration, because remember, we've all been in that master association. So what we're coming upon is very, they're saying it's sequential. In other words, you know, here's your gifts, and here are your abilities, and here's your memory. So it's sequential, where it's like our steps are ordered. So this is where you may be doing Reiki and you're expecting one thing, and it's like, well, the teacher didn't explain that, but all of a sudden I'm buzzing, I'm feeling, I'm seeing, I'm discovering. So this is where it's like coming in divine order. There's an order to it. And so we allow that to proceed. So as you will receive, as you will adjust, as you will permit, every high note. So those high notes is a frequency alignment. When we receive that, those high notes at last, we stay justified, meaning we move timelines, we move into love's advantage. So what couldn't be seen, what couldn't be discovered, what couldn't be come upon in the old alignment, in the old frequency, suddenly arises because we're born new again. In other words, we're hitting those high notes and we're calling in those new achievements, those new discoveries. So again, we're bringing in love's advantage. So remember, everything is vibrational, everything's frequency. So as we receive those high notes, welcome it in once more. They're basically saying, like, be gifted and be merry. Be gifted and be merry. Be gifted and be merry. So as we're offering that love to self, we extend it to our many. So these can be family, friends, particular situations. It could be ones that were on the other side of the friends list. Maybe there was a rift, maybe they treated you unkind. So remember, anytime someone's functioning out of the darkness, we extend that light so they can find their way home, so they can see. We can remember everything, everybody is a projection of our own self. So when you welcome someone home, you're really welcoming that aspect of self. Now, when I'm saying that, people are arriving that I perhaps haven't seen in 25, 30 years, and here they are. Here they are. So remember, as you welcome others, as you bless others, as you extend the light to others, in essence, you're healing your own consciousness. There's a motivation. It's true. It's really true. What you do for another, you do for yourself. What you keep from another, you keep from yourself. So the ego wants to be first in line. The ego wants to get what it can get. And that's why it's always drowning. That's why it's only a matter of time before that energy returns. So we're leaving that illusionary life. We're leaving that illusionary stronghold. It seemed like a stronghold until we received our light, until we received heaven from long ago. And so now, as we're anchoring in those three lower chakras, it's we're coming upon ourselves steadily. We're coming upon ourselves steadily. So all of us have been opening crown chakras, throat chakras. What we're doing is coming upon our steadiness, our strength, our secure placement. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is. Thank you, everybody, for joining, for lending your support and receiving that light. Remember, everything we receive in Anchor is received for all.